out the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert.
What? There you go.
That's good, Rich. 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In honor of our fitness expert, Andrea Metcalf, I was just walking around the house with my 40 pounders, trying to get myself in shape so I can keep up with her and her exercise routine. If you are not into fitness, you ought to be. You would be inspired if you checked out Andrea's websites. Any number of ways for you to be inspired.
She's all busy on Twitter this morning.
She is. What is she
just
tweeting?
Some Twitter love.
What is she twittering, tweeting?
She sent me some Twitter love. I said, chatting with my pal, Andrea Metcalf, before we start the show, and she sent back, hashtag love.
Hashtag
love.
That's new.
Yeah.
If there's anything that's on any of these utilities, these utensils, Andrea knows how to use it. I guarantee you that. She knows all
connected,
that stuff.
Man.
Very connected.
Right, I am social media. Yeah.
Social. Ms. Social.
I am social media.
I am exercise media. Andrea Metcalf, the author of Naked Fitness. So when you're, it's not about being naked. And how do you look when you take all your clothes off? You happy with the way you look? Yeah, well,
who are you talking to?
How do you look with all your clothes off?
Yeah, tweet pictures, will you?
Yeah, send some pictures.
I look naked with my clothes off.
Yes, you do.
That's
a good way, with all of us, I guess. That's it. So one of the things that you were blogging recently was solutions for knee pain. Knee pain is something that I don't understand why people run, because I think it's really bad for your ankles, for your knees, for your hips, for your back, for your neck, pretty much everything. But that doesn't keep people from doing it. And, of course, there are other ways of having problems with your knees as well. So what do you do to keep your knees looking great when your knees are naked?
When my knees are naked. Well, it's more about keeping my knees pain-free. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, running is definitely something that you either love or you hate. And it can be healthy if you complement it with healthy stretches and balance out the muscle pull on the joint. What that means is you need to run forwards, backwards, sideways in three dimensions, or you really need to do some strength training to complement your running. The hamstrings actually take the most pressure off the front of the knee. So when you have really strong hamstrings and glutes, that's your bottom line.
How do you get strong hamstrings and glutes?
Well, the simplest way is to walk backwards, is to walk upstairs, although when you go down, it might be a little painful, so walk sideways down the downstairs to keep that strength pattern. And then something we call bridging or hamstring ball curls. Lay on the floor, bend your knees, and lift your butt off the ground.
You know, by the way, walking backwards is extraordinarily good for your brain. If you have in your family a tendency for either dementia or Alzheimer's, if you do things like walking backwards, it puts new energy and new blood into your brain and opens up areas of your brain that weren't there before. And that's what happens. You have Alzheimer's. It closes down parts of the brain that you use. But if you use parts of the brain that you haven't used, then it keeps it from becoming a problem. I found that out, and I thought it was fascinating.
In my Taekwondo class, we always start out by warming up and we run. We run laps in the dojang.
Yeah.
And after we've run for about 3 or 4 minutes, we run backwards for
good.
About a minute. Yeah. And then we run sideways to the right, and then we run sideways to the left.
First, you put your right foot in.
And let me tell you something, buddy.
Yeah.
Running forward is cake.
Yeah.
Running backwards,
hard.
It wins you
big
time.
Right. And people look at you strangely as well.
We're all dressed funny.
About when you walk out. I do it on the street. When I'm walking down the street.
I'm doing it with a bunch of other nuts running backwards. Yeah. So
good.
That's all true. Right. I mean, you do want to walk backwards safely. Make sure you have a big, clear, open pattern, or do it holding on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here. We're talking about ways to keep yourself in shape. She believes you ought to use every muscle in your body. So do you, what do you tell people who are weight trainers? You've run gyms, you've been a personal trainer, all that's part of your routine. So people, if they said to you, you don't need weights, it doesn't really fit. I guess it depends on what you want your body to look like or how well you want it to perform, right?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is you can get fit anywhere, but it's about keeping your interest. So machines, free weights, balls, BOSUs, they all change up at the workout a little bit so you can still stay interested. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all about just kind of marketing the body, if you will, you know, whether I like Pilates or I like kickboxing or I like Taekwondo. So you've got to find something that you like to do so you do it daily. And then find someone to evaluate your program and say that you're in balance. And a lot of times all it takes is just looking in the mirror. If your shoulders are even, your toes point forward, if your head's on straight, no pun intended, you probably have a pretty good balance in your workout program.
All right. Balance is what it's all about. In a moment, how do you keep your face in shape? There are muscles in your face. You have muscles in your jaw. You have muscles, unless you're like Roberta, and she's numbed hers across her forehead. But there are muscles in your neck.
On a regular basis.
Yeah,
really?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Doug.
Yeah. All right, so stand by for Fixing Your Face next year on Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The magic of Metcalf is on the Good Day program at the moment. Andrea Metcalf is the author of a 28-day proven weight loss program. I wonder how that affects your face. Most people, when they lose weight, their face gets gaunt. I know that's what happens with me. If I do lose weight, it seems to make my face look, I like looking at a full face. I like looking at a woman's face full. And
well,
so,
a full face is usually a more youthful look. That's why we pump up our faces with,
right. Roberta, with what's stuff. That stuff called?
Botox, I think, is what you're looking for.
Right. All right. So when it comes to your face, though, how you talk about exercising every muscle in your body, how does one increase one's face value?
Well, it is an interesting thought, and there's definitely some programs on the market, like the facer size.
Yeah,
and,
I've seen those. Do those really work? You exercise your chin, or you wear the chin strap thing that vibrates. It's supposed to make your chin tight.
Vibrating stuff isn't going to... stimulation or electric stim to actually see a muscle change or tone, but definitely increasing blood flow and making those kind of crazy faces of the big O's and the
I'm doing it right now.
It does increase the muscle strength. I have never practiced it long enough without cracking up to see the results personally, but there are people who do swear by it. And even if you don't end up seeing the facial results, if you start cracking up, that's some good core work. You might slim your waistline.
Really? Laughter yoga. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah. There really is some great research about laughter on its reducing stress level and reducing cortisol levels, which then can increase your metabolic rate, help you burn more calories. And, of course, the diaphragmatic muscles are right underneath that belly, so it strengthens the core, may even relieve some back pain.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned electric stuff. What do you think of there are impulse machines around, if you call them machines, but there are tools that you can use to increase your musculature with electronic pulsation, whether it's your arms or your abs or whatever it is. You've seen these things.
Right. Well, a TENS unit or an electronic nerve stimulator definitely is going to, to some extent, we use them in physical therapy and helping people rehab muscles and turn them back on, is going to get the muscle fired up. But the key for any type of muscle strength or building is overload. And so at a certain point, you're going to get to a very minimal tone, enough to have body function.
Yeah.
But beyond that, to get ripped, you'd have to pretty much electrocute yourself to really make
it
happen.
Yeah.
So it will aid in bringing back a muscle to get it into a contractile state, but it really won't flatten out your belly and give you a six-pack abs if that's the only thing you do.
All right, so you have to use your body, you have to use weights, you have to get resistance in order for there really to be a victory.
Right. You have to have the principle of overload. And, you know, I was on the cardio this morning, which most people who know me know I really don't like cardio unless it's a walk I'm taking with a friend.
Yeah.
And what I was trying to do for myself was every minute I just kind of changed something, whether it's I changed my hand position, my foot position, the speed I was going, and it kept me going. I got in my 20 minutes, and then I got the fun part in for me, which is I really like the weight training. I like how it feels. Yep. I like how my heart rate's still up because I'm moving through it. So really the key in fitness is finding something you like and doing it every day.
Yep.
Even if it's, I think we talked about sex fitness at one point.
Yeah. The more the merrier. Is there some you're offering classes in that?
Are there organized classes?
After all, you did write Naked Fitness.
I know.
Something to that.
I really feel like there should be a book, and I know I'm going to put my foot in my mouth here, that's Naked Fitness, that if you have pain during any of those positions, how to get rid of the pain and strengthen the right muscles. I think that could be a bestseller.
Okay.
Doug would buy it.
I'm happy to participate any way I can.
That's why I love this woman.
Andrea Metcalf.
Very cool.
Helping you out, keeping you in shape, and that means everything in shape. Check her out. She's very apparent at DougStefan.com.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
It's one of those songs that doesn't wear out.
Nah.
One of the few that doesn't wear out. Burl Ives. And if you go back through his history, I was watching that Rudolph. Imagine the cartoon.
You know, it's funny.
40 some odd years ago, and
it's
how they
funny.
Did the cartoon stuff.
I
like
know
that.
What Burl Ives looks like, kind
from,
of. But when you say Burl Ives,
yeah.
The snowman.
Yeah. But he looked. The snowman looked like Burl Ives. That's
yeah.
Why they did it that way. Yeah. Anyway, Burl Ives made his concert debut on this date in 1945. Imagine that, he's been around that long, at New York's Town Hall. And every year, people love... He was a singer, he was a radio, that's how he got started. He was a radio personality, in a sense. He had his banjo, and he played, as Richie just suggested, the snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed or Red-Nosed?
Red-Nosed.
Nosed with an E-D, right? I just want to make sure I have that right, Richie. You're so happy to correct me when I'm wrong. I want to make sure I'm right.
I'm here to protect you, my brother, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Thumpity, thumpity, look at Frosty go.
Young Burl Ives.
Thump, 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 over the hills of snow. Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
Very early Burl Ives.
With a corncob pipe and a
bird. I don't think I've ever heard this version, but I like
great.
It.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff, if these Christmas music stations had any brains, these program people, instead of playing the same 45 songs over and over and over and over and over again, they dig out some of this up tempo stuff. We're not going to play this. The 12, yeah.
You want to go back to this? Okay.
You can find plenty of these tunes around, Burl Ives tunes, anyway.
Well, I've got the Burl Ives collection, man.
Have you?
Quite the Burl Ives collection.
Yeah, that's cool. Meanwhile, if you're thinking about Christmas, as many people now, it's officially Christmas season because the 1st of December. What is on your holiday wish list? Chances are it's something that's not very expensive. Brian Osich says there is a way for you to wish bigger this year and, in fact, end up getting it.
Tis the season of giving, and as some are standing in long lines, others are logging online to find those great gifts to make a loved one feel special. Beginning December 1st and every day through the month, if you log on to bing.com/holiday, you can find free offers, inspiration, and sweepstakes totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars of surprise gifts as part of its Bing Magical Holiday Calendar. Television personality Kelly Osbourne has partnered with Bing and says the sweepstakes is something dreams are made of.
Every day, go to bing.com/holiday and check that calendar because you never know what you could win. Every single day, there's a new prize, but you have to keep checking. You can win anything from a car, a fashion makeover, a trip around the world. You never know.
Osbourne says one of her favorite parts of the holidays is surprising people, and the Bing Holiday Calendar does just that. To maintain an element of surprise, each day's giveaway will remain a secret until the moment it's revealed. For more, log on to bing.com/holiday. That's Lifestyles from Bing.
Bing! Bing Crosby, speaking of Christmas.
Yeah, Der Bingle.
Der Bingle. The visitor, Dr. Ken, what's today? No, he's got an early morning appointment, so Dr. Ken not here today. The Did You Know or Do You Care Fact File has some info today about the international team of scientists who announced on this date in 1999 that it had programmed or been able to basically sequence the first human chromosome. And if you don't know what that means, it means that your DNA contained within 23 pairs of chromosomes. In the center of any normal human cell are 46 X-shaped chromosomes. With each chromosome, there's a bundle, and there's a helix of DNA in there. And that's where your genes reside, carrying an instruction for color of your hair, how your brain is organized, different things. If they're organized well, you won't have disorders. If they are not organized well, you will. That's fascinating stuff, the mapping of the brain and your body with DNA. And it was first done on this date in 1999.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, pre-installed key logging software was found on millions of Android, Nokia, and RIM devices. The software, called Carrier IQ, records everything from keystrokes and web history to text messages, then sends the information back to your carrier. It cannot be uninstalled, and it could be a violation of federal wiretapping laws. In other news, streaming music service Spotify announced that it's turning itself into a platform for creating music apps. The idea is similar to how Facebook apps work and would allow publishers like Rolling Stone or Billboard to create customized listening experiences. And finally, can dentists legally prevent you from leaving bad comments about them online? A company called Medical Justice has been helping dentists carry out this practice for years by using what many consider bogus privacy agreements. A class action lawsuit was filed that would stop dentists from preventing your online complaints. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
And now, the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Fasinelli, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, all here to make you a better person and make this a better day. Another great, exciting American day, helping people with information, with enlightenment. Is information and enlightenment the same thing?
I don't think so.
No. No, not at all. The $254 million Powerball winners last Saturday night. Turns out the three bankers who came forward were not really the winners at all.
They were
trying to shield a client of theirs who did not want publicity. Turns out, though, in Connecticut, the lottery rules say that you have to become public. Winners' names must be disclosed.
Why?
Or the winning ticket is ruled invalid. I don't know, because if I won $254 million, you sure as heck are not going to hear about
it.
Not at all.
You're going to keep it quiet.
Well, it ruins your life because everybody in the world comes out of the woodwork to try to grab a piece of it. And you have no privacy. It's just, if you win the money, in this circumstance, Connecticut, one of the Powerball states. How many different states are there? Like 30 Powerball states, right? That's how the jackpots get so big so quickly.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So in some states, you don't have to be public. If I were the winner, I would say to Richie, we've talked about this. We have a deal. If any of us win, or I say, well, I didn't make a deal with you, but I did make a deal to, if, in fact, I bought the Powerball and you were with me, I would give you, we'd split it up equally.
You'd like to think if you wanted an obscene amount of money that you would share with your friends.
Right, exactly, or your family or whomever. So anyway, these lawyers are trying to finagle their way in and out as apparently they can't. I don't know that the person's name. The story is at DougSteffen.com if you want to check it out.
The other day, I walked into the 7-Eleven to get an iced tea.
Yeah.
And I bought a lotto ticket while I was there. And there was a guy standing outside, homeless guy.
Yeah.
And I walked out. And when I walked in, I didn't have any cash. I was going to give him a buck or something like that. So I walk out, and I was like, you know what? I'll just give him my $5 lotto ticket.
Yeah.
So I handed him the lotto ticket. And he looks at me, and he's like, a lotto ticket?
Really?
So I was like, okay.
So
I took the ticket back and I gave him $2 instead. He's like, thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. And I'm like, really? You could have been a billionaire, dummy.
Yeah. Great.
But I just threw that ticket away. It was a loser. So he was $2 ahead of the game.
Well, there you go. Speaking of being ahead of the game, where are you with your finances at the moment? Are you keeping money in banks? Do you have investments? Do you have retirement, 401k, that sort of thing? And as you look around and you see all of the, for example, the latest American Airlines bankruptcy, what does that mean to you? Well, if you fly on American Airlines, it might mean something to you. Does it mean that travel is going to be cheaper, more competitive, less competitive? There are lots of different things that are going on that affect you, our currency, money here affects what's going on in the global economy. We all know the focus has been on what's happening in Europe. Are they going to break up? Does that currency have any value? It went up and down. Remember when there first was the euro? A comparison against the dollar, the euro to the dollar. That was fascinating. It went up and down and became more valuable. People were using the euro to trade with instead of the dollar. It's all very confusing to a lot of people. And then there's the turnaround here where you realize that your tax dollars have been used to bail out some companies. It was all political. Henry Paulson decided he wanted Lehman Brothers to go down the tubes because they competed with Goldman Sachs, his former employer, and so it was all manipulated. It was so wild and outrageous. And you think, okay, that's over. And we come to find out that it isn't over. The party's not over. Apparently the Fed, was it last week? Somehow somebody figured out the Fed has fiddled around with about $7 billion. And so what the heck? Where does this all go and where does it stop and how does it affect you? Yalman Onaran is a veteran financial reporter at Bloomberg News, has studied the bank's problems for a long time. He's one of the first reporters to break the news of the collapse of Lehman. So it's good to have you here. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Bob?
All right. So what is there that we ought to know that we don't know, the behind the scenes of, I sort of teased the story a little bit with Henry Paulson and how the money was used so arbitrarily and the fact they got away with it. What is there that we don't know about this and some of the other things that are affecting our day-to-day currency value?
Well, we kind of hear bits and pieces. You mentioned some of those. I mean, just last week we had news out that during the crisis, the Fed helped the banks by giving them backdoor subsidies of billions of dollars. And so we hear these bits and pieces, but when you add it all up together, there's so much that is being done, that has been done, and still being done to prop up banks worldwide. And it's not only in the U.S., it's Europe, too. Europe,
right.
Which is almost falling apart. It's you know, we don't know if the euro is going to be around next year or in a couple months. But meanwhile, they are still, the governments there are still propping up their own banks,
yeah.
Which really, as my book argues, and I've been discovering this topic for several years, I've discovered that is at the heart of all our problems in Europe, in the U.S., everywhere.
Well, let's underscore,
get out of this mess.
Let's underscore, it is at the core of the problem. The book, by the way, that Mr. Onaran has written is called Zombie Banks. Perfect when you think about, Jennifer, all the attention to zombies in our world. Zombie Banks. What are the so-called zombie banks?
Zombie banks are the ones that took the wrong risks. They blew up. They should have died, but they were.
Well, didn't most of them? Didn't they get taken over? But you have all of these banks that don't exist any longer, especially Western banks that seem to involve themselves in all kinds of real estate deals. Aren't most of all of those banks gonzo?
The little ones are taken over. And that's the problem. The too big to fail banks aren't. I mean, you talked about Lehman. Yes, we have one example of a bank being.
Well, that was manipulated by Paulson. That was a.
But it was one example. Everybody else, there was something done. Bear Stearns was sold to J.P. Morgan with government subsidies given to J.P. Morgan. Merrill Lynch was bought by Bank of America, and then Bank of America almost collapsed because of that, and that was propped up because, you know, they couldn't let Bank of America go. So the big banks survive. They're always given money or guarantees or some sort of subsidy, backdoor subsidy sometimes, as the Fed does,
well,
by keeping interest rates at zero.
And people are hearing stories, Mr. Onaran, this week and this month, about how the money that was used to prop up, the word you used is a good word, these banks, the banks went around buying up, instead of helping their customers, And making loans, which is what banks are supposed to do with money, especially if it's my money that you've got, they used it to buy up more banks, and many of the banks were failing. So didn't they, in that action, precipitate perhaps another downturn, another problem for all these banks?
Exactly. The another definition of zombie bank is that because it's so weak, because its losses has made it almost dead, it should be dead,
yeah.
It has to come out of its problems. And the way they do that, and there are so many examples in history, this is not the first time, this is not a new concept, each time they take bigger risks. They because they have to gamble more, so they can, you know, it's like doubling down. When you're in a casino and you're gambling and you keep losing money, you say, well, if I bet more, I'll make money.
Right.
And so
right.
these banks double down and they take bigger risks. And the result, history shows, is that society, taxpayers, pay more at the end because these banks eventually fail. Even if not all of them, enough of them fail. And the taxpayers end up paying for it. It happened with the savings and loans crisis in the 80s.
And that wasn't even a crisis. That was a trumped-up deal. That was a phony deal because there really was no problem. The government regulators made it a problem and screwed up the system for years, right?
Yes, the same happened in Japan. There were banks that failed that were propped up for more than a decade, and Japan paid three times as much to finally fix its banking problems, and Japan hasn't been able to even come out
right.
of its rut.
They haven't come out of it.
Later.
All right, so what do you
and
think?
That's the danger we face.
Okay, so let's find a fix. Mr. Onaran has written Zombie Banks. What's the solution? How do we fix the fundamental problems in our financial system here and abroad that
let
you're hearing
fail.
So much about? Just let them go?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to let go of the zombie banks. We have to kill the zombies. And that means the banks that are too weak to survive, that are not helping the economy whatsoever, mm-hmm. they need to be taken over, shut down, their good assets sold if there is any, and there's usually something good, and the bad stuff, killed.
So if that were the case, what happens to people whose mortgages are held by some of these zombie banks that are in, what do they call it, upside down? They're underwater.
They get bought on cents by the dollar, right?
So what happens to people who, let's say, and this happens in my particular case, I own a home and it's now worth $300,000 less than it was when I paid for it, and the mortgage is higher than the value of the house. So what happens to people like that? When the bank fails as holding the mortgage, where does the mortgage go? And how do you fix the problem of wrong evaluation?
What happens when the bank fails is that those assets are sold. Everything is
in
sold,
court.
Mortgages included. Mm-hmm. And whoever buys the mortgages, because they will buy it at a discount,
yeah.
which is because when a company goes bankrupt, they don't sell their assets at full value, right? They
mm-hmm.
have to sell them at discount. When they sell them at a discount, the buyer, because they have bought it at a discount, the new owner of this mortgage, the new buyer of the mortgage, has the ability to negotiate a lower deal with the homeowner. So we could have serious mortgage restructuring if we let these banks fail. The reason we can't do that is because these banks can't do it.
Uh-huh.
So we have a couple of problems here, but if we revalue all of the mortgages of all of these upside-down houses, what does that do to the value of home values nationwide and the bubble that burst years ago?
Nothing. It's already
problem?
Done. It's already there.
It's already done, but the assets are still just sitting in limbo. They haven't
but
been sold
sitting,
off.
They're sitting in limbo, which is why the housing market can't recover.
Right, it can't.
If we face the facts that the
there's no real value
down.
For a house anymore. It's all just kind of hanging out there, waiting to see what the housing
value,
market does.
But the value isn't what it was.
If we don't take the losses at some point, it's never going to turn around.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the one of the chapters in my book. That's what I argue is we have this is how we can fix the housing market. We have to accept those losses. The banks have to accept those
right.
losses. The ones that cannot survive after those losses should not survive. They should go down. and the ones that can handle those losses can move on, and there's always buyers for those distressed assets.
When does this come to an end, though, Yaman? I mean, when do we finally stop trying to prop up A, the housing market, B, the banks that own the paper on it, and finally try to get through this crisis?
Unfortunately, I think we need to stumble once more before we get to do the right things. Because look at, again, history. During the Great Depression we all talk about, there were two big drops. The first one was 1929, but we kind of came out of that a little bit, and then we stumbled again in the 30s. That's when the right things were done.
So
that's
we're stumbling.
We're
stumbling now, and throwing federal money at it doesn't fix it. Borrowing more money and trying to do what these crooked politicians want to do doesn't fix the problem. I think that's kind of the bottom line. We have to move on now, but the book Zombie Banks is available. It's in hardcover. It's also an e-book is available. Very interesting. Yaman Onaran is a reporter at Bloomberg News. He has studied the broken banks and what is crippling the economy, and he suggests we go through another round and let the banks fail that can't handle all of this and straighten it out. I mean, it sounds like it makes sense, frankly. Sure as hell don't want any more of my tax dollars going to prop up those crooks. All right, sir, thank you for being here. 12 before the hour, and good day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you'll want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today at an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
From the Did You Know, Do You Care fact file, did you know that seedless grapes still have tiny seeds in them? You just can't detect them.
Really?
If you want to dry seedless grapes, leave the grapes whole or cut in half for faster drying. If drying whole, dip in boiling water for 30 seconds to crack the skins. No further pre-treatment is necessary. Aren't you glad you're listening to the Doug Good Day program?
Very cool.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
December is upon us. December 1st is today. Golly gee. And through the month of December, at least till Christmas Day on the Good Day program, a lot of the things that we do will have a bit of a Christmas slide to them, including the things that we do in the Chuck Curry Movie Moments segment. Christmas Vacation playing his movie music. Mavis Staples, this is from the movie in 1989 called Christmas Vacay.
One of my faves.
I should crank it up for a second, which is pretty good, actually. That's how it's done on Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation gets us started in Movie Moments. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry, as I said, is here. We're going to have a contest, and we'll have some movie news, a little trivia here and there. Actually, I'm really kind of surprised. This week, we've had some good movies, and they haven't gotten the traction that normally our movies do.
I know, that was tough.
People. Yeah, listen. These Christmas movies that we have between now and Christmas, fairly easy, I think. Let's hope. Christmas Present will be yours. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, call us at 800-510-8255 to identify this movie.
Fragile. That must be Italian.
Well, I think that's just fragile, right?
Fragile. 800-510-TALK. Chucker, you got it?
Oh.
But you don't remember this? Will you put Chucker's phone up right there?
No, I hear you. I'm not positive. I know the line. I'm just trying to record
it. Play the next guy. Let's see if we put it here. The next guy.
In the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
Yeah. So you think.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the last one and see what people do with it. Go ahead, Richie.
You'll shoot your eye out.
I want an official red undercover action 2-inch airlines while I arrive.
Ooh. No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
Classic.
I can remember that guy's name, the voice.
Classic.
There, that guy. That's a. He did lots of commercials.
Yeah.
He was the guy who originally did Smuckers. With a name like Smuckers with that voice, it was great. Tasted good. All right, anyway, Richie's going to try and, as usual, prove me wrong. With friends like him.
I'm just going to go look for the name.
Oh, are you? Good, thank you. You're going to be supportive?
Of course.
Helpful.
I'm always supportive.
Perfect.
Unless you're wrong.
I'm right, of course. Hi. Let's get to Chucker in a minute with some movie news on Good Day.
Yeah.
Identity theft can be a problem during the holidays, as seasonal distractions can cause consumers to forget about protecting the confidential information that they generate this time of the year. As we kick off the holiday shopping season, Fellows Incorporated, the leading shredder manufacturer, is raising awareness about the crime. Nancy Heaton, the senior global marketing manager for Fellows, provides more information.
Our holiday season habits can leave us vulnerable to identity thieves. The easiest way to protect yourself and your family from identity theft is to properly destroy no longer needed documents like store receipts, credit card statements, and travel papers. Use a cross-cut paper shredder, like Fellows P12C, to destroy them into unrecognizable shreds, ensuring identity thieves can't piece together your confidential information. Fellows innovative paper shredders also make great gifts, so help protect your loved ones year-round by giving one this year.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S.com.
All right, let's get to Chucker's movie news department. What do we have, Chucker?
All right, Doug. Production has begun on Steven Spielberg's newest film about Abraham Lincoln, title Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis stars as the 16th president. The cast is pretty good. Sally Field, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tommy Lee Jones, and James Spader. Now, the funny thing is Daniel Day-Lewis is what you call a method actor, so he'll walk around the set making believe he's Abraham Lincoln for 4 months. That should be a lot of fun. Other news, Peter Cananeo, who directed the British comedy The Full Monty, and talks to helm the second sequel to Bridget Jones' Diary, the title Bridget Jones' Baby, Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, and Colin Firth all will return. The star in the film, and Bryan Singer, who directed the original X-Men and also Superman Returns, has agreed to produce and direct NBC's pilot reboot of the 1960s TV show The Munsters, with the plans of turning it into a weekly TV series. Initially, I think there'll be a lot of interest in that. But will people watch The Munsters long-term for, say, a year or two on network television? I have my doubts.
Yeah, me too.
I think the concept actually would be better for a feature film than a weekly TV series, because I think it's a lot of fun material.
Movies opening on this date, 1995, White Man's Burden, James Travolta, Harry Belafonte. Do you know that movie?
I remember it vaguely. It was somewhat of an obscure film, didn't do very well.
Wild Bill with Jeff Bridges and Ellen Barkin, you remember that?
I do.
Was any good?
It was all right, yeah.
Okay. All right, Chucker. Thank you for the endorsement. Here is Morgan in Mobile, Alabama, listening to Good Day. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Great.
With a voice like that, you should be doing wonderfully well. What's the name of the movie?
It's A Christmas Story.
It is, from Christmas 1983. Yay. You get the Doug Steffen from...